Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
8:01 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Time to make our Week 14 picks. Yesterday, I was the only loser. I picked the Cowboys.
No, Rashawn picked them, too.
Okay.
He picked them last week and the week before that and the week before that, too.
Let's go to the first game for Sunday, Seattle at Atlanta. Ed, where you going with?
I'm going with Seahawks. I think they're one of the best teams in football, and I have no idea who the Falcons are except that they're bad.
I'm going with Seattle as well. I'm going with Seattle big in this one.
Atlanta wins outright. No, I'm kidding. I got Seattle. But again, this is one of those games where, because the way this league has been, like, Atlanta wins this game in some goofy way because we're not expecting any of it. The one thing I would point out, though, is Seattle has been just one of the best road teams in all of football. Mm-hmm. But Seattle wins.
Tennessee at Cleveland, Jeremy.
I want to take Tennessee to win, but I don't even think they want to win. So give me Cleveland. I think Tennessee covers.
I'm going Cleveland with this one as well, Ed.
Cleveland all the way.
Defense too good.
And Tennessee's just terrible. Just terrible.
Chicago at Green Bay, Edward.
I've been riding Chicago's jock or bandwagon, whatever you want to call it, for weeks now.
You rode their jock?
I don't know. Whatever. But I'm going Green Bay in this one. I like the Bears. I'm happy that they're back and they're playing well. Again, you know me with all the old school teams. I just think Green Bay at home is going to win.
You know, it's funny because, you know, people just don't believe in Chicago. They just keep winning.
They keep winning.
And, you know, I don't know why people just disrespect them like that. Look at the record. They're an outstanding football team. Mm-hmm. I'm going Green Bay.
Yeah. I mean, you got the best record in the NFC, and you're a touchdown underdog on the road. How? Make it make sense.
And you've given up more points than you scored.
And that's why. I mean, if you look deeper at it, people want to focus on wins and losses. And that's why I said, like, I think the Bears are getting there. This is not their year. But with the caveat being, I don't know whose year it is, because somebody's going to grab a hold of it and make the run.
It reminds me a lot of Detroit Lions in Dan Campbell's first year.
Yep.
So you're going Green Bay, too?
Oh, of course, yeah. Green Bay is one of my favorite plays this weekend.
This one has me so confused. Washington at Minnesota, Jeremy. I don't know. Does anybody deserve to win this game?
Well, they're saying Jaden Daniels is going to play.
That's why.
And it's a 2-point spread, and they're Washington's the underdog. Unless that switched, I haven't checked it. I'm taking Minnesota at home. I'm sitting here saying I think their defense is going to make life difficult on Washington. But again, when I saw that number, I'm taking the home team here. Give me the Vikings.
I don't care about enough to change it. But I'm going on the pretense of Jaden Daniels playing. If he doesn't play, I don't care enough about it to change it. But I'm going Washington, because if Jaden Daniels plays, I think they win. Ed.
I'm going Washington. Same reason. I think if he's back and he's playing, he makes a huge difference. I've seen the Vikings. I don't know who the hell they are. I thought they were good in the beginning because the defense was good. I'm not so sure about them. Now I'm going to Commanders.
All right, Ed, Miami at Jets.
I'm going with the Jets at home. The Jets are showing some signs of life. I don't think they're a very good team, obviously. But I don't think the Dolphins are very good, even though they're you know, riding high right now. But I'm going to go with the Jets.
I'm going the opposite way on this. I'm going Miami. I think Miami musters up a little bit and wins this football game, Jeremy.
This is what the Jets do, though, right? You're setting yourself up. You've had this terrible season. What?
Oh, I thought you
were. No. They come in and they win games that they shouldn't at the end of the year. Yeah. So all of a sudden their draft picks end up being worse. It's like, yes. You know, and I understand Aaron Glenn, be happy about last week. I am not telling them to go out and intentionally try to lose this game. But this is what the Jets do. They win these games at the end of the year that don't mean anything. And instead of picking second or third, you wind up picking ninth or tenth.
So you have the Jets too?
Yep.
All right. New Orleans at Tampa, Jeremy.
I'm going to go Tampa here. I'll just make it easy. I think Tampa's a better team.
Yeah, I almost think this should have been a keep it moving game. I'm going Tampa.
Ed, you don't have to ask me. I'm going Tampa.
Indianapolis at Jacksonville. This way here, this right here, if it wasn't a 1 o'clock game up against the Ravens, this would be the game that I wanted to watch this week.
I would too.
Who you got?
I have the Jaguars. I mean, I had them before. Jeremy brought up a very interesting fact that they haven't, Indy hasn't won in Jacksonville in 10 years. But I'm going with the Jaguars. I think they're just a better team. Indy fooled me. I thought in the beginning of the year they were going to be the best team in the AFC, but I don't think so anymore.
I'm going Jacksonville all the way in this one. I think Jacksonville takes care of business.
Well, I mean, I talked about with you guys off the air earlier, and I heard what Lee Sterling said. He likes the Colts in this one. I'm all over Jacksonville here. As I pointed out to Ed, Jacksonville's won the last 10 games there. Jacksonville this year has beaten good teams, or at least what we believe to be good. They beat Kansas City there. They blew out the Chargers there. They beat the Panthers, who you could say what you want, but they're in the playoff picture right now. They've beat a lot of good teams at home with their one loss coming to Seattle. The Colts have a couple of cracks in the armor here. And then you look at it, 306 to 158. That's what Jacksonville outscored Indy in those 10 games. They're beating their ass there. It's been a house of horrors for Indy. Jags make it 11 in a row.
All right, Denver at Las Vegas, Jeremy.
Taking Denver, I think the Raiders cover. I don't buy into this Denver team.
I'm taking Denver all the way. I think Denver beats them badly.
I mean, I know anything about Denver. I mean, you look at who their record's good. I mean, top the West. I mean, but they beat the Jets by two. They beat the Giants by one. That's beat why the Commanders by one.
Denver wins, Vegas covers because they play close games.
I'm picking the Raiders in an upset here.
Okay, all right.
Look at you.
All right, Cincy at Buffalo then, Mr. Man over there.
Go ahead, do it.
Buffalo. I'm going with the Bills.
I thought you were going to keep going with
I believe this is my upset of the weekend is the Raiders. Yeah, the Raiders over the Broncos. Raiders. The Raiders.
Are you going Buffalo over Cincy?
Mm-hmm.
I think, didn't Lee say Cincy over Buffalo as well?
He did, yes.
40-37 or something he said?
He said definitely Cincy winning.
There's a lot of scoring.
Yeah.
I see where he's going with that one. I disagree. Buffalo wins.
I got Buffalo. Look, the Ravens couldn't do it. If Buffalo can't make this defense look horrendous, I don't know.
Yeah.
What we're doing here. And the one thing about the game last week with Buffalo against Pittsburgh, Buffalo was down a couple of offensive linemen and still did that in the running game.
So, Jeremy, is Rams, Arizona, keep it moving?
Yep.
Keep it moving. Okay, well.
I mean, it's a divisional game. Arizona could win that, but nobody's expecting
it. Keep it moving.
Yep.
Let's go Houston, Kansas City then, Jeremy.
I'm on Kansas City. I know people have pointed out Kansas City's offensive line's banged up. These are the spots. Andy Reid wants to tickle your tonsils, whatever that means.
You know what it means.
Give me the Chiefs.
This is the Sunday night football game that I am interested in.
Back-to-back
very interested in because that Houston defense is legit. Ed talked about the pass rushers. They're going to get to Lamar. They're going to get to Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think they're going to get to him enough. I'm going Kansas City at home.
You guys are wrong.
Okay.
Houston's going to win this game at Kansas City. I really believe that that's a good team. I know the record's not great, but that defense, that pass rush, yeah.
You don't know. You just picked the Raiders to win.
We'll talk Monday.
Okay.
So, speaking of Monday, let's pick the Monday game. Let's go Philadelphia at Chargers, Ed. Who you got?
I'm going to take the Chargers this
week. Who are you taking the Chargers?
Huh?
Of course you're taking the Chargers.
That's part of it. I just still don't think the Eagles have problems.
You know what look he gave me?
Yeah.
Don't make me come up there.
That's so good.
Oh, I'm going Chargers, too. I'm making fun of you. I'm going Chargers as well. Jeremy?
Yeah, I think Chargers. Chargers are live dog, plus the 2.5 to 3. Again, I said it earlier this year. I think the play in that game is the under, by the way, but give me the Chargers.
All right, Jeremy, let's go to Ravens hosting the Pittsburgh Steelers. Give me a winner and a score.
I got Ravens 27-17. Is that what you all have? Hold on, let me see. I can't reach it. I got long or short arms. Rob has Pittsburgh 27-17. No, I read it right here. That's just Pittsburgh, that's right? 27-17.
You're an ass. I have Ravens 27-17.
That's a joke score you picked, brother.
All right, I'll change it up. Ravens 27, Steelers 16.
Oh!
So you had 27-17 too? Yeah.
You go for two, you losers.
410-583-1057, that's the number. World of Stupid with Jeremy Conn at 845, but on the other side, college football preview up next on The Fan. I'm sorry, I was wrong. Take two.
You're out of time.
Well, TV, take two. Mike Preston, the professor, joins us up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Little Luther. Little Luther. We were like Big Luther, not Little Luther. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Sal Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conn. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is the professor.
The dumbest confession ever.
Mike Preston. What's up, Prest?
What's going on, man?
Nothing much, bro. Just waiting until Sunday to see these two bad first place teams kick off and see who sucks less. Now, the Ravens watched Buffalo run the football over 50 times successfully against the Steelers last week. Will they copy that blueprint?
No, throw it.
They better, because they cannot stop the run. What are they giving up, like 117.7 yards a game? And I think they're ranked like 17th. So just run the football. And if they stop you or if they shut it down a couple plays, keep running it down their face, all right? Your quarterback isn't playing very well right now. Well, we've already established that fact, all right? Well, Just run the football. You got three good running backs. Well, use them and just pound them. And I would pound them into submission, which is exactly what Buffalo did to him a week ago.
Yeah, they sure did. And I would do exactly the same thing. I'll believe it when I see it with this coaching staff, though. What do you think about Lamar, the fact that he didn't practice again? I think it's the fourth week in a row he has not practiced. He's missed a day at least. Any indications what his injuries are? Because they said that apparently several nagging injuries.
I've heard everything from ankle to knee. And to be honest, yeah, I don't care at this point. Because everybody has an injury. If you're out there on the field, you're going to get an injury. And you played college football. You know when it gets late in the season, things hurt. You just play. And that's just the way it is. You think Aaron Rodgers going around with that messed up left hand? There's some stuff going on with him. Everybody has an injury, but you just play through it. He's got to play through it. And if I was Lamar, I would go back and look at the old film and see what I was doing right when I was successful. I mean, I know he ran the ball a little bit more, but the throwing motion, that is key. What was I doing? Was I following through? Was I bringing my arm all the way down? He needs to go back and look at those things, and I think that's how you make it. And Tom Brady once said it the best. He goes, every throwing motion that I use is basically the same. I have to do it right all the time. And I'm like, yes, that's the way you play quarterback. So that's my suggestion for Lamar.
Hey, Mike, how surprised were you at the Mark Andrews extension? And I think we all would agree to this. Does this spell the end of Isaiah Likely in Baltimore?
Probably. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if I would have offered him another contract.
Who, Isaiah Likely or Mark?
Mark Andrews. Yeah. He's 30 years old. He's had a good year, but nothing great. But you can say that about most of the receivers on this team. I think Isaiah Likely is the tight end of the future. I think Charlie Kohler is the blocking tight end. But the Ravens, and I understand, because you want this guy around. He set the record. He's great in the community. That's the kind of guy you want. And he practices extremely hard. But me, when you hit that 30 mark, you probably want to go young. And as I've said before, football is a young man's game. That's just the way it is.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike Preston from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, 13 yards to catch for Zay Flowers isn't awful, but Zay Flowers has the potential to really stretch a defense. Even though he's going into this game with 60 catches over 750 yards, I still think at one touchdown and those yards per catch, he is not being used correctly.
I agree with you. I agree with you. There's so many things you can do with him. You know, jet sweeps, quick screens. He gets a lot of yards after the catch, and he's very good at that. I mean, he's exceptional at that. Use him more often. Yep. And you said it best, Rob, a couple weeks ago. We said, if he was playing for Andy Reid, he would have more touches. That was right on. Right on the head.
He'd be putting up all-pro numbers.
Yep. I agree with you. I was like, yeah, he hit a home run there. Yep, he would. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
I know. I appreciate if you brought it up. I'm the one that said that. Rob stole it from me. I don't get any credit around here, Mike. At least you got to give me something. Actually, Rob probably said that weeks ago before I even said it.
Hey, Jeremy, he did.
Hey, Mike, I almost can't believe I'm saying this, but at 4-8, the Bengals still have a shot at the division. And we just had Lee Sterling on this morning. He picked them to win this weekend against Buffalo. How do you feel about the Bengals and their chances here?
Their defense is still their defense.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it. You know, I saw Joe Flacco put up 38 points and put up 42 points, and he lost 43-42 and 39-38.
Yeah.
All right. They just don't get any better. And I know they're all spurred on. And, hey, we got momentum. We got Joe Burrow back. But he don't play defense. In a corner, he's not safety. You know, I'm not buying that. I think they're very good at what they do offensively, but I'm still not sold on their defense, and I still think you can. And one of the ways the Ravens didn't do it is controlling their offense. Pound the football. Because if Joe Burrow is sitting on the bench, he's not beating you down the field. That's what they need to remember, and I think that's what they need to do to the Steelers, even with Aaron Rodgers, is to keep his old butt on the bench.
Mike, give us a prediction, and what do you see happening this weekend? You know, again, like Ed asking the question, can Cincinnati get back into it? The answer is yes, but the real answer is no. That defense is just so freaking bad, and the Ravens couldn't take advantage of it. But this has been one of the weirdest leagues that I've seen, I think, ever.
4-8 and 6-6 isn't far apart.
It's not. Mike, what do you think happens against the Steelers?
Again, it all comes down to the Ravens and not turning the ball over. It happened in the Cincinnati. They had 5 turnovers in that game. You're not beating any team in this league with 5 turnovers. Very seldom does that happen. Control the football. The best way to control it is to run it. That's what you do best. And the Ravens win 24-17, but I'm not even sure that the Steelers can score 17 points.
We all had 27-17, so we're right around the same way. Mike, we will see you in studio on Monday, right?
Yep, I will be there.
You're the man. Right. Thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, man.
Let's go to Parkville real quick and get Woody. What's up, Woody?
Hey, what's up, bro?
Not Vinny, much, man. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I mean, Dad, I say Vinny.
Morning.
Hey, man, I just got back in town last night. I heard Lamar not practicing again. What's going on? I know he hurt. I know, like, a little bit of Lamar is way better than a whole lot of Huntley. What you think,
he's supposed
man?
To play, though. Munkin said he expects him to play.
Yeah, he's going
to
play. He just, yeah. It's just resting up, you know what I mean, getting ready for what really matters, the game, not so much of practice right now for him. I mean, I can't expect them changing anything up, Woody, to where practice is 100% crucial for him. The rest is probably more important than getting reps.
Yeah. We don't injure himself again, you know what I mean? But if he's really, really that hurt, I think we should just take this year as a loss, you know what I mean? Just sit him down.
No, I disagree. It's football, man. It's football. You got guys out there playing on with a broken hand. Quarterbacks. You know, it's football.
Yeah.
If he wants to play and he's healthy enough to play, cleared to play, you let him play.
I don't know.
Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. Joe, can we do college football preview next? Can we do that? All right. College football preview up next on The Fan. Okay, is Ohio State, Indiana, the one game that you guys just want to watch this week?
Yes. Yeah.
You know I have an SEC bias.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I admit to that. So if I had one game I had to watch, it'd be Georgia-Alabama. I'm going to watch Indiana-Ohio State. But I am 110% SEC biased. I admit to that. I don't even want to get over it.
So I threw this at somebody else. So Georgia-Bama, to me, if you're talking about watching a game that means something, and understanding what I'm saying, I understand both teams are undefeated. It means something to win the Big Ten. It means something to be the number one overall.
You need playoff implications.
Yes, it doesn't change anything for you except your seeding. You know, and maybe that's bigger to some people than others, but if you've been number two all year long, you're going to get a home game. You'll get a bye and be and all that because they've changed up the way they do things. But Georgia-Bama really holds kind of some cards here. If Bama loses, there's some interesting things. I still think they get in, but it just makes it a little bit more interesting. There's no question that you want to watch number one and number two undefeated play each other. But I understand, you know, how you look at this as well. And Georgia-Bama may be a more fun game to watch, believe it or not.
It's because for me, the SEC championship means more to me than the Big Ten championship. It really is not about the people that's playing. This could be Kentucky and Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
The SEC championship has more weight for me than I've never been to a Big Ten championship. I've been to 2 SEC championships. I just, that conference is my, as far as college football, my first love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that means a lot. But Ohio State, Indiana, that football game. Ed, do you think that is 47.5 is the total? 47.5. Mm-hmm. Over or under?
Under.
You think under?
Yeah.
Expert, Jeremy.
Man,
I think it goes over.
See, the problem I have is, like, I really think anything can happen in these SEC matchups. I mean, look at what we got from Georgia and Georgia Tech.
I'm talking about Indiana, Ohio State.
Oh, you're talking about that? I like that to go under.
You like it to go under?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's expecting points.
And I could see a 30 to 27 game.
You think it goes over? I see. I think that one goes under.
I think under two.
I think the Georgia-Bama game is a little tougher. But yeah, I just think that there's this feeling out process. And I even asked somebody, who does this game mean more to, in your opinion? Who? Does it mean Ohio State or Indiana?
Indiana.
I would agree with that. And I'm not saying that means they're going to win the game. But I think you see this feeling out process in the first half. I think Jeremiah Smith gets in the end zone at some point because he's going to be the best football player on the field. But yeah, I think this game is close. I would probably take Indiana plus the points, but my favorite play is the under.
You know, it's interesting. I asked about the, you know, are they ever going to get rid of like the ACC and have, just have two mega conferences? You look at the top 10 teams in the country right now going through this weekend. The top five, three of them from the Big Ten. Out of the top 10, five from the SEC. They just dominate this game.
Eight teams out of 10.
Yeah.
Eight.
Yeah.
And they're playing and each other and beating up on each other.
And tell me it's unjustified.
No, it's not.
And people who complain about it, okay, are you watching? Because if you're watching, you understand these are the best teams in America.
Yeah, they are.
I can't speak for the Big Ten. I think it's close to it. God, family, and football in the South.
Oh, for sure.
And not always in that order.
Yeah,
it's football is a. Hey, when I was on patrol, I literally had to help shut down the cities, the towns, so that people could get through to go to a football game. If you were out of towner and you came in at 8 o'clock at night and robbed two or three banks or two or three businesses, we probably wouldn't find out till the morning.
Yeah.
But back then the alarm systems weren't as sophisticated as they are now. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't know because the entire town was, I remember your comprehensive high school, the stadium, you drove in the parking lot. When you pulled up to the stadium, all you saw was a brick wall and lights going straight up. Because when you got to that edge of the brick wall were steps. The stadium was down in the ground.
Oh.
So on Friday nights, like maybe October, late October, early November, you would see the fog just roll over the top of the stadium because it was down. It was awesome.
Yeah, sounds cool.
It was a $2 million stadium.
Really?
Back then, $2 million. $2 million football stadium.
Yeah.
They had, what is that? Is it ryegrass? Is a grass that is tough to pull up. It's natural grass, but it's you got to import. I'll find it. You have to import it.
Yeah.
That artificial.
No, it was real. But they had to import the seeds in order to plant it. It was like almost.
You're playing tug of war with the grass? It's hard to pull up?
Yeah, it is. And it stayed very green. I mean, it got a little light sometime, but it's high school football. This is what we're talking about. They have better facilities than Francis Marion, who was a Division II school down at the time, had. It's just a different world, and that transcends the college football down there. That's why it is so big in the South.
Yeah, it's just huge in the South. It's so different.
Huge.
It is. It's huge. It is.
Big Lee.
I remember one day Matt Wieters and I, he was talking because he's from South Carolina, right there outside of Charleston, but he went to Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, your size. Well, why didn't you play football? He said, I played early on, but I was blessed to be slow. I said, blessed to be slow. He said, at my size, I was going to have to be a DN or a tight end, and you had to be fast to play those positions. But I wasn't fast enough, and I wanted to play baseball, so they didn't bother me to play football. Think about that. His size up here, they would make him play football.
Sure.
His size down there, you're not fast enough. Mm-hmm. Play baseball.
Who are you talking to?
Matt Wieters.
Let me get this. You dropped this, man. Big old name that you dropped right here. Oh, I was talking to Matt Wieters. No big deal. Yeah, former catcher, all-star. But that's kind of the going right now when you're looking at sports, and we were kind of talking about how many kids nowadays are playing three sports and how many are centralized on one singular sport because that's what they have to focus in on. And I think the kids that are amazing athletes just play all three.
Mm-hmm.
But there are other kids where you're looking at their parents want them to do something specific.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey.
How many kids do you know now playing more than two?
It's hard for me to say because like I'm kind of out of that. You know, my kids are 23.
As a high school coach, I don't know many kids. And I'm in a small school. I don't know many kids playing three sports. Very few. I'd be honest. Let me think. On my team, I have 13 players. Maybe two play two sports.
Mm-hmm.
I have two soccer players.
Now, did they play sports, a majority of your players, across the board and then eventually get to this point and it's like, okay, basketball is what I'm focusing in on now? Or do you think this has always been like, hey, this is what I like and this is what I'm going
to
do.
No, I think most of them played at least two sports until they got to high school and they realized, okay, this is what I want to do.
I literally put my kids in everything. They were playing lacrosse. I don't want this.
My son too, but in the end, he gave up wrestling. And in high school, he was a sprinter and he played football.
See, this is what...
But they're two sports, you know.
You hear college coaches say they like kids to play more than one sport. Mm-hmm. And that sounds good. But if you want them to play more than one sport, you're doing a lot of recruiting during AAU season. Mm-hmm. AAU season begins in March, ends in July.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying...
What other sports you want them to play?
You better be unbelievably athletic and special that people see you regardless. Yeah. If you're, and I'm not telling people don't play three sports. I mean, that's what I would have done. I mean, it's what I did. So, like, I think it's more, it's beneficial to be playing other sports so you're not just wearing down the same muscles over and over. Yeah,
that's 110%. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, we get stupid with Jeremy Kahn.
All right, so I'm going to just start this off by saying we're going to talk about farts. We're going to talk about...
I got a fart story for you. You're like...
We're going to talk about masturbation.
Hmm.
And we're going to talk about sex and which country spends the most time in the sack for the longest period of time. That's what we're talking about. Fair warning, World of Soup is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right. We got a nasty local story. I love these. This one's loaded. Yikes. Baltimore County fire employee allegedly masturbated in public spaces at multiple firehouses.
Now it's, fire?
Yeah. Fireman out there, just he's playing with the wrong hose at the wrong time.
I got some Baltimore County firefighter friends.
Yeah. Well, here's what gets me about this story. It says the situation has now sparked a police investigation, raising major public health concerns. Baltimore County fire employees being investigated for inappropriate behavior at work. Source tells Channel 2 that this comes after the employee allegedly made videos of masturbating in public areas at multiple firehouses in the county. Yes.
He's got problems.
Councilman David Marks said firefighters and paramedics told him of the situation a few days ago. They obviously are concerned about their own public health and safety. Or it's just creepy. I've been on the council for 15 years, and this is probably the most disturbing series of allegations I've ever heard. You need to get out more if that's the most disturbing thing you've heard. The thing that gets me is, so they listed all the things that they wanted hazmat. They said they've initiated hazmat cleaning of all career stations and fire department offices. Here's what they're cleaning. High touch surfaces, any door handles, push plates, light switches, bathrooms, all fixtures, water fountains, kitchens, everywhere in the kitchen, appliances, inside and out surfaces, bunk rooms, beds, furnitures, lockers. And where was this guy pumping off? Everywhere? Like, do you not know when you have to clean everything? Is that what this is?
Precautionary. Market is territory.
I mean, this is...
This mine.
So, they said they had to clean several vehicles. Where are you going?
My question is, you don't clean that stuff anyway? The bathrooms?
I mean,
you got to wait for this guy.
So you're saying it's like when we had, during the pandemic time, people saying, wash your hands?
Yeah.
You didn't do that in the first place?
Exactly. You're talking about this is a public facility. You're not washing the bathrooms, the switch plates. You're not wiping things down, the bedding and stuff.
Do you want to hear what Kathy Klausmeier had to say?
Sure.
Of course you do. She wrote, I am aware of these disturbing allegations. I want to make clear that the health, safety, and well-being of our employees in Baltimore County is our top priority. My administration is working close with the Baltimore. There's videos. You know who did it. You can see where he did it. And if you got to clean the whole place, clean the whole place.
Yeah.
This is just unreal. But here's the one that got me. I rose from the bottom to the top in Anne Arundel County, and I've never heard of anything like this. And I've dealt with more personal issues and problems than you can imagine. And nothing as bizarre and grotesque as this. Again, need to get out more.
You should run a police department. You'd be prepared for this nonsense.
All right, let's go with this because, again, this can't be substantiated. This is a report that's done from some Twitter feed, Global Stats Now. And there's two things I wanted to bring up. They have the top 10 countries with the highest weekly masturbation frequency.
Is there another masturbating story?
Yeah. Hmm. The U.S. is ranked number one here.
Masturbating?
Yeah, 12 times
a week. The firefighter
brought
the stats up.
Yeah.
So did Jeremy.
12 times a week. Hey.
What?
I was only in one of these polls, and it wasn't this one. So I can't even be faulted for this. But they say 12 times a week. Those are rookie numbers, brother. All right. This one, the average sex duration country-wise. And this is why I'm saying I don't buy into this, but I thought it was funny to bring up. Ecuador, Cameroon, Bolivia, over 23 minutes. You're talking about an average. There's just no way. Even Sting's tantric ass isn't having sex on average this long and every time, right? 24 minutes. The U.S. at 2 minutes, number 16.
And
I'll say this.
Is that real?
Yeah,
that's the number provided, I mean?
That's the number provided. I was in this one. It is my fault that I brought this number down a little bit because that number looks high to me. 2 minutes.
So what's it right in the middle?
Right in the middle of 20, Ghana, 14 minutes. Venezuela,
is that
11.
More believable for you, 14 minutes?
I mean, like, you're talking about an average. There are dudes that are done in a couple of seconds. There are dudes that are done in under a minute. So if you're averaging that in and you're telling me it's a 24-minute average, that means there's a lot of people having sex for almost an hour.
Yeah.
Which, again, you guys could say what you want. You liars.
Does that include foreplay?
What's that?
I haven't even got the tree yet.
Oh, yeah. But dead last one here, Pakistan at 42 seconds. I think I got to go through one of those 23andMe's. I might be Pakistani. I like spicy food. All right, let's get to this last story. And again, all of these stories are just
I'm just laughing how you appalled at 24 minutes, but go ahead.
24 minutes. But it says average.
I know.
If you told me there were people out there having sex for 30, like I've had sex for a long time, like 2 or 3 minutes in a row. In a row.
In a row, yeah.
Yes. There was no pausing.
And no one was there.
Well.
Nobody was there to verify, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like when I dunked a basketball and nobody was there to verify it. So yeah, you're just going to have to take my word for it. Women's farts or men's farts? Which ones smell worse? There's a scientific study that's been done, and this is according to the New York Post.
Women's.
What do you think?
I would say women's.
Joe, do you have a thought process on women's or men's farts of which smells worse?
I already saw the thing.
So then you know it's women's.
It is.
All right.
Women have weird diets.
Well, but even...
And other things go on down there, too.
But even still, so with this study, what they did is they took a handful of men and women, I think it was like 10 each or 8 each, whatever it was, and they gave them all a bunch of pinto beans, hooked their asses up to some collection thing, collected it. And again, like, it, aren't smells kind
of... farting in a jar thing?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they would, they figured that women, even eating the same food, have worse gas than men.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What prompted the motivation for this test?
Exactly.
What, I mean, there's not...
Who paid for this grant?
I have no I have no curiosity to whose farts are...
Excuse me.
First of all, if you've ever been around people... You already know the answer.
Yeah.
I didn't need a survey or a study.
I didn't even know women farted.
It too.
Oh, please.
Oh. It too.
You know what you call hookers farts?
No.
Prostitutes. Sorry. I liked it. But no, like with this story, Dr. Michael Levitt, a gastroenterologist. I can never.
Gastroenterologist?
Yes, that one. Researcher known as King of Farts set out to figure out which gases.
Goals.
Give flatulence its signature funk. We want the funk.
No, yeah, no.
It was 18 healthy adults that they used for this flattish collection system, as they call it. After the participants chowed down on pinto beans, they took a laxative. Researchers collected their subsequent farts. Get this one in the bag. Whoop, that one got out. Let's catch it. What are you talking about?
If they had me in that, I would have changed their perspective. Okay,
hang on.
Yeah.
You took us that far. They've collected it now. They've given the beans.
Yeah.
They fart into a jar.
They put it to a sniff
test. Who smells them?
Who smells? That's my question. How is this being judged?
Well, the guy's got a PhD in gas, so it's got to be him, right?
So he's got a better nose than
Mr. Levitt? But that's what I was going to say. Like we all have different taste buds and different smells kind of set you off.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the weird thing about people liking the smell of gasoline or whatever. There are people that like their own scent.
Some people doing their residency, they had to sniff it?
I guess.
I think what they did, though, is measure the particulates that are in the fart. So they can tell.
Methane content?
Yeah, like certain things will smell worse.
Yeah.
But they did all those things. Like, they put the samples to a sniff test. Two judges were brought in to rate each other on a fart scale of 0 to 8, with 8 being very offensive.
Why 8?
I guess 10, you'd be dead.
You want to know? You know what I think it is? It's because there was 8 men and 8 women. Maybe that's why they went 1 to 8. But yeah, while men tended to pass larger volumes of gas, the study found that female flatulence contained a significantly higher concentration of hydrogen sulfide than their male peers.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing to bring up is that they said the average human farts 23 times a day. Rob is above average. That's your world of stupid.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rick Ritter joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, Lamar Jackson misses practice on Thursday. Your thoughts, does that have an impact on his status for Sunday? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.